Here, listen. This week's parsha, Parsha's Kisiso. Very fundamental parsha, the parsha of the Chet HaEgel, the parsha of the Luchos Shnios. And the Torah tells us, Parsha's Kisiso, Vayifen Vayered Moshe Menahar, Ushnei Luchos HaEdus Biyodo. Luchos Ksuvim Shnei Evreihem Mizeh U'Mizehem Ksuvim. So Moshe comes down with the, gets the Luchos. And then we have the whole Maisa Egel in the middle. Pasuk Yutes, page 2. V'ika Shekarav Amacha V'yaris HaEgel U'Mecholos. And then Hashem is there. And then Moshe takes the luchos and he breaks them. And then in Pasuk Yud Aleph, page 3, says Vayoshev Moshe el Hashem Vayomar Ana Chatoham Hazeh Chato Gdolo Yasulhem. So Moshe says the people did a great sin, and the Moshe goes to bat for the people. In other words, they did a tremendous avera, the Chet HaEgel. But Moshe still says, "Vata im tisach hatosam, if you'll forgive them, fine. But if not, you know, I want my name erased." In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu put it all on the line. All his covet, he said, "I want you to forgive them. If not, you know, take me out of the Torahs." In other words, he put everything he accomplished on line for the sake of the Jewish people, who were not necessarily acting the way they should have. And yet, he went all out for them. He went all out for them. Then we have Pasuk Chav Tes says, so now he goes, he gets the second luchos. On Pasuk Chav Ches, Vayisham im Hashem arboim yom arboim laila. He's there for another 40 days, and he gets the second luchos. And then Vayhi beredes Moshe mehar Sinai, ushnei luchos haedus biyad Moshe, brito menahar, uMoshe lo yodo kikaron orpon of bedabro ito. And then he came down, and there was a shine from his face. And the people were afraid. You know, when you see your leader, you know, having something they never saw before. And they were afraid. All of a sudden, Moshe's countenance is shining. So they were afraid. So then he had to put on the masveh, the mask, etc. So Rabbeinu Bechaya asks a fundamental question, something that maybe we don't think about. I think there's a very interesting answer that's given. I mean, obviously Moshe Rabbeinu was in Har Sinai, so he was together with the Shekhinah, right? 40 days, 40 nights, the first time, and for the first luchos, right, for the second luchos. But we don't find, so obviously when you're with the Shekhinah for 40 days, your face is going to light up, you know. So how come we don't find that his face lit up after the first time he came down? And when he came down the first time, it should have said Karan or Parnuf. Only, it was that time, it didn't say that there was anything. And the proof is, because if he would have lit up the first time, as the Rabbeinu Chai points out, then they wouldn't have been so afraid the second time, because they would have said that's normal, that whenever he's with the Shekhinah 40 days, his face lights up. So when he came down the first time, it's mashma, he was normal. No special illumination coming out of him. And then he got the second luchos, he comes down for the second luchos, and then all of a sudden this whole story with Karan or Panav. And The question is, why is that? Why is that? What changed? There was obviously it's something positive, that he said a positive attribute that Moshe had, that his countenance was shining, which only was after when he came down with the second Luchos and not the first Luchos. And the Rabbeinu Bechaya on page 6 addresses this question. The second, you see where I put the arrow, go to the next paragraph. Umalas hakirun shezocha ba'ata b'luchos shnios mashalozocha b'luchos rishonos, right? She'om ravifan ve'ed Moshe ben Ahar l'fi she'kol Yisrael ha'yushon b'matan Torah b'luchos rishonos v'chulam eidim b'dover b'masharo b'ineim. So he gives two answers. One answer, he says, is, in other words, the idea of the him lighting up is that so no one should think that Moshe Rabbeinu just made up the Torah by himself, that it was divine, right? So the first Luchos, everyone was there. Everyone was by Har Sinai the first time. So they saw that he went up, that it was from Hashem. So they didn't need any special, you know, sign that it was coming from Hashem. So they were all witnesses. But the Luchos Shnios, Ish Lo Yale Imach. So then, you know, no one was with him. So maybe one could say that Moshe just did it on his own, Chas V'Shalom. So therefore, you needed to give the special sign that it was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or, he says another answer, Onomar ki Moshe roi l'kirin or panim ben harishonos kam muksach haya b'enei kol Yisrael shalot tzorech aval fisha yagol v'yadu l'fon av Yisrael sham tzorim harishon l'shtaber kach igol amal azul. Now really, he should have gotten it right away. But since those luchos HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew were going to the ones that were going to be destroyed, so it was like anticlimactic to have, you know, the Moshe with his shine taking down the luchos that are going to be destroyed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that they were going to be destroyed. So he held on, giving him the or the karan or panav only by the luchos shnius. Okay. Okay, but I want to focus on another answer to this question. And this is, it's quoted in the Yalkut Ruveini on page 7, and the Sefer Biyos HaBoker on page 8 refers to the Yalkut Ruveini. And he says a different idea. Take a look on page 8 for a second. Moshe lo yada ki karan or panav. Hiksha Rabbeinu Bechaya, lama zocha Moshe lo kiran or panav beluch ha-shneas v'lo b'rishonos. So you know what he says? He says, yesh lomar shezocha lezeh al asher hitzil kol Yisrael mikloya umaso nafsho al zeh k'tirsi v'ato im tiso chatosim mayin mecheinino. He says, you know the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu? It's one thing when you're in with the Shechina for 40 days. Okay, that's not a small thing. But what's godless? That's godless. But the greater godless is, if you're willing to give everything up because you're the leader and you care about the people more than you care about yourself, that's godless. So since between the Luchos Rishonos and Luchos Shnius, Moshe says, I know my people sinned, but you know what? Blame me. Erase me from this. I want them to be okay. That's true godless. To give up your covet for other people, to care about others, to care about, here Moshe was a leader, to care about your fellow Jew, to care about your community, and you're willing to give it all up, and says, if you don't forgive them, then you could erase me from the Torah. And that's what the Yalkut Ruveini says on page 7. Ru'usei da Kadosh Baruch Hu l'melech sanigora al bonon. Hashem loves when people try to find good, to try to defend the Jewish people. Menale bin Moshe,
Yistakele b'slika de olive zochu al Yisrael. Hadut si Moshe lo yoda ki karar ponav. Imasa istalik b'karada katachob Yisrael v'olif alay uzchus.
Was when did Moshe Rabbeinu get the kirin or ponav? Is when he only tried to be melamed zchus on klal Yisrael. When he tried to daven to Hashem to save klal Yisrael, that was the greatest thing. And because of that, he was zocher for this shine. Because again, it's easy just to be a religious person and to sit with the Shekhinah and not to care about anybody else. But Moshe Rabbeinu had that maila that he cared about Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is more important than his own. He wasn't just a leader, so Klal Yisrael wasn't only a hechitimtza. Oh, we need Klal Yisrael because if there's no Klal Yisrael, I can't be the leader, and the whole thing is about me being the leader. No, that's not what he said. He said the whole thing is about Klal Yisrael being Klal Yisrael. Me being a leader is secondary to Klal Yisrael. And that was the ultimate Mesiris Nefesh of Moshe Rabbeinu. For that, he was Zocha to get the Kirin Or Panav. And that's what changed. So the first time he came, that was before he was Moshe Nefesh. He was only Moshe Nefesh afterwards. When they did the Chet HaEgel, and he could have been, you know, he could have said, I'm the righteous one. I didn't do anything wrong. The people did it. They're the bad ones. I should be the leader and let the people be destroyed. We'll have another Klal Yisrael. Right? He could have said that, but he said no. That I sink with the people. That if they do something wrong, that means that I'm not a proper leader. So I give up all my covered. To go ahead and save Klal Yisrael. So that's how he explained. The Shem Yishmuel says something a little bit different, but also discusses the same problem on page 13. Again, the same question of why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu only had the Karan Or Panav after the second Luchos and not the first Luchos. So on page 13 it says, he says, Nira, second column, Kikaron Or Panei Moshe, Nira, Kipapam HaRishona Brito Menahar, Lo Koron Or Panav. Dim Lokein Maduan Lo Yiru Azmi Geshet Seilav. Obviously, the first time he came down, he wasn't shining. Because if he was, it wouldn't have been a surprise the second time where it says now that there was Karan Or Panav, they were afraid. But they would have been used to it. They would have been known it from the first time.
So he says, V'nira, the Inyan Kirin Or Panav who Or HaChoze Miziv HaShchina.
He says, what is it? What is the Or Panav? What is that? Where does it come from, this idea, the shine?
So he says like this.
Basically, he says like this. The Shekhinah is where the Or comes from. But you know, if your neshama is meluchlach, so then when the Shekhinah sends its rays on you, it's not going to come reflect in a bright way. But if your neshama is refined, so then like a mirror, it's clear, it's refined, so then it'll reflect the rays of the neshama to be bright and shining.
So he says a similar idea.
In other words, the same thing that the Bios Boker says. The fact that he said mecheinino misifrecha, that was the ultimate purification of his neshama, because that was the mesiris nefesh. Same idea. He's just explaining it a little bit even more. Masav nafsha avor klal Yisrael avor ze atzmo shav gam guf shelo meluta shemeir biyose. So his whole body became ruchni. His whole body became purified since he said such a thing of
mashalo hayakein beluchas rishonas. Avshel etzem malosav yaz elat pa'am biyose kibur megala mukos kol kol ze hayol inyan malas nafsho avor lo inyan malas guf.
And he says that's the idea. We see sometimes the same thing that the Medrash, we have another, where else do we say the shining of a face? Take a look at the Medrash on page 12. It starts off on the right side. Vayivarech Elohim es Yom HaShvi. That Hashem gave a bracha to Shabbos. So what's the bracha of Shabbos? So look on the left side of the arrow. Two lines from the bottom. Kitsho b'or panav shel Adam. Lo dome or panav shel Adam kol yimos ha-Shabbos. Kimoshu dome b'Shabbos. That the person's countenance is shining, radiance on Shabbos is different than the way Kol Yimei HaShabbos means the whole week. In other words, every Jew has that Kiran or Panav on Shabbos. So what's the idea? So the Shem Yishmuel says the following, back on page 13. He says, the second column, the bottom paragraph. Ubizei Yishlom and Nebim Medesh Rabba, the Shabbos Mesmarach or Panim, Shem Por Panav Shal Odom B'chol Kimo B'Shabbos, Achzehu Lu'uma Shehu B'zachech Atzmo B'mei HaKol, U'moser Es Kol Inyone Gufo Avor Yom HaShabbos. Whereas the whole week, we're thinking, you know, like Hillel said, everything, any good thing he found during the week, he'd save it for Shabbos. Anything he found during the week. So his whole week was to purify his body, to purify himself for Shabbos. So when you get to Shabbos, it's the ultimate purification. So when the Shechina now has its rays going onto the Yid, it reflects in a bright way. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, Mecheini no misifracha. He mamish gave up everything for Klal Yisrael. The ultimate purification of his guf, of the neshama. So when the Shechina reflects on him, it's Or Panav. And that's what the Rav Shaul Brach writes, the Bios spoke. That why was there Kirin Or Panav only in the second Luchos, not the first Luchos? Even though the first Luchos was greater. It was before anyone sinned. Yeah, but this aspect of giving up for others, you didn't have by the first Luchos. Even though it was on a higher Madrega, in a certain sense, as he points out, because it was Kodem Achet, but the Kirin Or Panav only was the second. And it only comes, you spend the whole week, no sin is libo, called over Gashmi, Abol Yovdo, Machashiv Hefsid Minias Asiyasu Negan, Ariva Shabbos Abol Akroso. The whole week, you're thinking about Shabbos, Chen Hippur Negan Mashiyapsid, Ariva Shabbos, Ubochel Hashlich Tinufa the High Alma. And when Shabbos comes, you say, you know, I'm in the middle of a business deal, I'm in the middle of everything, you know, I could have made so much money, I could have. But Shabbos comes, it's all finished. That's a tremendous Mesiris Nefesh. Especially, you know, somebody, I'm not, you know, a business person. But people, you know, but people in the business world, you know, every day counts. Every, just because there's a snowstorm, you know, people make sure they get to work. You know, because every day counts, and you know, for somebody, businessman to take off, it's not a small thing. It's a mesiras nefesh. So Shabbos is a mesiras nefesh that we're going to say whatever activities that we've been doing, making money, doing this, everything is put to a halt on Shabbos. So that's the ultimate purification of a person. So then, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rays shine on us, we're purified. So then, something that's purified, when the rays shine, it reflects back in a bright way. And that's what the Medrash says, the Shem Yishmuel says, that Kitsho b'or panav shel Adam, lo dome or panav shel Adam, kol yimos ha-Shabbos, kimo shehu dome b'Shabbos. And that's a Mesiris Nefesh. So every Yid on Shabbos is like a Moshe Rabbeinu, so to speak. Because Moshe Rabbeinu had the Kirin or panav that he had, Davka b'lai lucha shnius, not by the by the Luchos Rishonos. And it's interesting that there's another pasuk in this week's parsha that the Beis Halevi has a kasha on, because if you look in this week's parsha on page 4, very interesting pasuk. Chav Zayin. It says, Ksov Lucha, Vayom Hashem al Moshe, Ksov Lucha Sadvarim Ha'ele, Ki Alpi Hadvarim Ha'ele, Karati Itcha Bris Ves Yisrael. So what does that mean? Says Rashi, Lo Ata Rashi Lichtov Tor Shabal Peh. The Tor Shabal Peh has to be oral. Ksov Lucha, that's Tor Shabal. So the Beis Halevi in the Drasha says the Kasha. He says, I don't understand. Here we're given, in Parshas Kisisa, we're given the halacha that Torah Shebal Peh has to be Bal Peh, and Torah Shebichsav is Bichsav. He says, I don't understand. Where was the Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh given? That was on Har Sinai in Parshas Yisro. So why all of a sudden in Parshas Kisisa are we first being commanded that that Torah Shebal Peh has to be Bal Peh? Torah Shebal Peh was already given in Yisro. So when we got Torah Shebal Peh in Yisro, we should have been given this halacha that the Torah Shebal Peh has to be Bal Peh. How come, in fact, the Beis Halevi, how come Torah Shebal Peh, the halacha that has to be Bal Peh, is only told to us in Parshas Kisisa? That's the kasha that the Beis Halevi asks. And the Beis Halevi, you can take a look on page 14. It's the drushim of the Beis Halevi. And he says that really, originally when the Torah was given, the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh were written down. Everything was written down originally. So what changed? That, you see, by the Luchos Rishonos, even the Torah Shebal Peh was obviously the Torah Shebal Peh was infinite, so it was written down in a way that we have some type of miraculous remez that the Torah Shebal Peh was written on the Luchos Rishonos. But you see, the Gemara says in the left column here, page 14, by the arrow, the Gemara in Eirvin says, "Il mole l'lishtabru haluchos ein kol umba v'loshen shalatis beh." That if the Luchos were not broken, we just had the Luchos Rishonos, then no nation would be able to have domineer over us. No nation would be able to usurp anything from us. So originally, the Torah Shebal Peh was written down, and we didn't have to be afraid that the Goyim would take it away from us, because Klal Yisrael, by the Luchos Rishonos, were on that madrega that no Goy could take something. But only after the Luchos Shnios, when we're already on a lower madrega, so then if the Torah Shebal Peh would have been written down, it what? It could have been taken. It could have been usurped by the goyim. So therefore, the Torah Shebal Peh remained Bal Peh dafka beluchos shnius. That's why says the Beis Halevi that the halacha that Torah Shebal Peh has to be Bal Peh was only by the luchos shnius. That's what the Beis Halevi says. But if you look in the Shem Yishmuel, so the Shem Yishmuel, page 13, on the first column, he says, "Ksov l'cha." It was Klal Yisrael was on such a madrega that by the Luchos Rishonos, that the body was Ki'ilu Ruchni, so they could be able to understand the Torah Shebal Peh mitoch the Torah Shebichsav. But by the Luchos Shnios already, they sinned, so they were more Gachmi, so they couldn't see the Torah Shebal Peh right from the Torah Shebichsav, so Mamele it had to be written down. Oh. But if you take a look, there's one other place that this idea of the Moshe Rabbeinu being lit up. And that's the following. So we see when Moshe Rabbeinu was born. So what happened when he was born? So we know, page 20 here, that he was put in the teva, and he was hidden for three months, right? For 3 months he was hidden. So then, in the third month, he couldn't be hidden anymore. Rashi says because they figured out that he must have been born then. So they couldn't hide him anyway. But it's interesting that the Rabbeinu B'chayi says that it's B'nei Shlosha Yerachim on page 22 that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, we know, on Zayin Adar. So if you count 3 months, so 3 months is going to be Vav Sivan. Right, from Zayin Adar, counting 3 months is... So what's Vav Sivan? Vav Sivan is the day that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to accept the Torah. And one of the Sfarim, I once saw this in, the, I think, the Olam Letrufa, that on that day, 3 months later, you know why she can't hide him anymore? Because the day that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to receive the Torah, that's the day he lit up. Even though he only lit up by Luchos Shnios, but Moshe Rabbeinu, when he accepts the Torah, so that's because for him, accepting the Torah is not just a private thing. He lights up the world. So Mela, since an illumination comes out of that little kid's teva on the third month of Zayin, of Vav Sivan, they can't hide him anymore because they're going to see the light coming out. And that's the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu, even though it was Luch HaShniyas, but Moshe Rabbeinu's Maila was that Torah for him is all about helping others. All about giving to others. I have a word I said over, it's in my Sefer on Shmos. This I heard from Rav Geli once, the Rav in Broyers. He said, Shevet Levi didn't have to do any avoda in Mitzrayim. Didn't have to do any avoda in Mitzrayim. So how could it be? Are you talking that Paro is going to let Shevet Levi get off? So there are various explanations. So Rav Geli said over a word from the Rav Yonis and Eibshitz. From Rav Yonis and Eibshitz, an unbelievable word. And this has to do with everything we've said till now. I have it in my safe, you can take a look on Shmos. He says like this. You know why it was known through the astrology, whatever, that the leader of the Jewish people is going to come from Shevet Levi. So Paro had an unbelievable idea. He says, you know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make sure that Shevet Levi doesn't really feel the bondage of the Egypt. And I'm going to give them off. They don't have to work. What's the idea? Because he felt if they don't really feel the bondage, then they're not going to produce the leader to redeem the people. Because if they don't really feel the Tsar, then they're not going to be able to produce the leader to redeem the Jewish people. Because if you don't feel the problem, you're not going to be the one to create the solution. But little did they know, the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu is, even though he wasn't Meshubad, but he could feel someone else's pain. Even though Shevet Levi wasn't Meshubad, but he could feel the other Jew's pain just as much if it would have been himself. And therefore, he was still able. And that's the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Moshe Rabbeinu is also Madrega of Mesiris Nefesh for other people. And therefore, he's Zocha to Koran or Panav. And even as a baby, one of the Sfarim says that's on Zayin, on Vav Sivan, is you couldn't hide him anymore, because that's when he lights up. Because to him, Torah is not a private thing, just being with the Ribbono Shel Olam, learning for yourself. It's all about helping other people. It's all about being kind to other people. It's all about being considerate to other people. That's what Torah is all about. It's not just your own learning. It's all about helping out. Of course, you have to help yourself too, and you have to do things for yourself too. But if it's only about yourself, it's not about other people, then it's not. And that's the Madrig of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu became the leader despite Pyro's idea that they couldn't rise that the Shevet Levi wouldn't be able to rise to the occasion to produce a leader if they themselves are not in the bondage. But Moshe Rabbeinu was different. Im ayin mecheinina, so kikoran or panov, but andafka by lucha shnias, where besides the kedusha of Moshe Rabbeinu, now Moshe Rabbeinu goes out on the line. He gives it all up. Everything he had, he gives up for the Jewish people. And then Hashem says, that's what it's all about. And then kikaron or panav dafka by the lucha shnius. And that's what we have to learn, the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu, and whatever madrega we're on. Now we're not yet on the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, but everyone, to whatever madrega he is, always look out for other people. Of course, you can't neglect yourself, as Rav Shimon Shkop writes, but you also always have to think about to help other people, to help people out, because that's what the Torah is all about, and that's the Karnor. Karnor part of means Hashem showing that this is, you got it. This is the point. This is what it's all about. And Dafka Baluchos Shnius, he was able to show that, because he says Im Ayin Mecheinina Mesifricha, and then Karnor part of, which the Rabbeinu Bechai said didn't happen before. Because if it would happen before, they would have known about it before. They would have been scared now. It's talking about Lucha Shnios that this happens, and that's the Shleimus of Moshe Rabbeinu. So kind of hold Mashma'usam, what they mean, the Likham, and the lesson that we learn from the Karnei Hod.